नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3 entitled Status Quo Chapter 26 entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature and Text Number 15. Yathavanyeva Sankhyato Brahmanasa Gunasya Ha Sanivesho Maya Prokto Yakala Pancha Vimsaka Etavaneva Sankhyato Brahmana Sagunasyaha Sanivesho Maya Prokto Yakala Pancha Vimsaka Edavanyeva Sankhyato Brahmana Sagunasyaha Sanivesho Maya Prokto Yakala Pancha Vimsaka Word to word meaning etavan so much eva just sankhyataha enumerated brahmana of brahman sa gunasya with material qualities ha indeed sanivesha Arrangement. Maya. By me. Prokta. Spoken. Ya. Which. Kalaha. Time. Pancha Vimsakaha. The 25th. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Translation. All these are considered the qualified Brahman. The mixing element, which is known as time, is counted as the 25th element. Purport. According to Vedic version, there is no existence beyond Brahman. Sarvam Kalau Idav Brahma. Chandogya Upanishad 3.14.1. It is stated also in the Vishnu Purana that whatever we see is Parasya Brahmana Sakti. Everything is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Brahman. When Brahman is mixed with the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, there result the material expansion, which is sometimes called Saguna Brahman and which consists of these 25 elements. In the Nirguna Brahman, where there is no material contamination, or in the spiritual world, three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance are not present, where Nirguna Brahman is found. Simple unalloyed goodness prevails. Saguna Brahman is described by the Sankhya system of philosophy as consisting of 25 elements, including the time factor, past, present and future. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vijam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Sha Re Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Vastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Sing the blessings of all assembled devotees. Come with this. So he, in this section, we are entering into the fundamental principle of material nature, getting into creation, very analytical and very detailed, details are given here. So here say, all these are considered the qualified Brahman. So we'll just read the translation of previous verses, then we know what are the qualified. So here the question is asked by Devahuti that, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, kindly explain the characteristic of the Supreme Person and His energies. For both of these are cause of manifest and unmanifest creation. So for that Krishna, that is Lord Kapila, the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, the unmanifested eternal combination of three modes is a cause of manifest state and is called Pradhan, and it is called Prakriti when it is manifested stage of existence. The aggregate elements, namely the five gross elements, the five subtle elements, the four internal senses, the five senses for gathering knowledge and the five outward organs of action are known as the Pradhan. There are five gross elements, namely earth, water, five air and ether. There are also five subtle elements, smell, taste, color, touch and sound. The senses for acquiring knowledge and the organ for action number 10, namely the auditory senses, the sense of taste, the tactile sense, the sense of sight, the sense of smell, the active organ for speaking, the active organs for working and those for traveling, generating and evacuating. The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of mind, intelligence, ego and contaminated consciousness. Distinction between them can be made only by different functions since they represent different characteristics. And now we are in this verse, that is all these which I have told in the previous four verses. All these are considered the qualified Brahman. The mixing element which is known as time is counted as 25th element. So in previous verses we saw 24 items and then now the 25th is the time. So in the 11th canto there is a discussion between Uddhava and Krishna. So most of the 11th canto is about Uddhava Gita. In that one of the chapter is enumeration of the material nature. That means the detail of material nature is there is one chapter. And in that Uddhava is asking one question which sometimes we may also ask, that there are, different philosophies and different philosophies tell different numbers in material elements. So some say 28, even Uddhava is addressing your Lord, you are saying 28 elements. And there are other philosophers says, 9. There are others who says 11. There are others says 17. There are others say 16. The others say 25. The others say 20. So there are so many philosophies and so many scholars have presented this same, analytical study of material nature into different numbers. And Uddhava is asking, how can I understand this? And what is this correct? Which number is correct? Is it 24 or 25? So in that reply, Krishna is saying that all these philosophies are correct. Because all these philosophies are correct because they are learned and they have a valid logic behind this. For example, one of the reasons is, sometimes the people, their angle, their view of angle is that they consider the soul and mind as to be same. So if you consider soul and mind as to be same, then the number is reduced. So Mayavadi philosophers, they think that the soul and super soul is same. So then they'll have number different. So because the effect which is there also include the cause. So you can see from the cause perspective or from the effect perspective. So which perspective you are seeing, that is where you count the number. And everything is correct. So Krishna is saying, I am as a, you know, because they are, you know, my potency, covering potency is there very strong. And with that covering potency, when they're viewing, their number is different. And there is nothing wrong in it. But Krishna is saying, one who fix my intelligence on me, one who, you know, fixes his intelligence on me, then slowly this difference of opinion and conflicts among philosophers, everything goes away. And they can see clear vision. So this is what Krishna is saying actually in that chapter. And he explains everything, all the elements, you know, one by one. And it's interesting that one may question, okay, fine, this is Srimad Bhagavatam, and you know, it talks about Krishna, and you know, why, you know, getting into this analytical discussion, why you want to get into this details of material creation. You know, in the second canto 9, you know, it's given that there are 10 topics in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Sarga Visarga, which is starting the primary and the secondary creation, which is very important. Why we have to understand is, this is benefit for us. So unless until understand how we are formed or what is our position in relation to this material world or material universe, then it's difficult for us to, you know, get out of it. So in the same Bhagavad Gita, in the last class also we discussed about this jnana section. This knowledge part is very important for us to unentangle this material, you know, bondage. Or, you know, it's very important to us to understand how we get here first. So in order to, you know, unsolve the puzzle, so if you look backward, then it's easy for us to untie. And the creation and destruction is very interesting. Whatever creation is happening, it starts from subtle and ends up in gross. And whatever destruction is happening, it starts from gross and ends up in subtle. So even in our daily activities, if I want to do a certain activities or certain action, or if I want to conceptualize something I want to do, it's all start with your subtle. All start with the planning. And then that subtle, because of your thinking, feeling and willing, then at end up in acting. So it, you know, everyone says that the very thought counts, because the thought will manifest into words, and then the words will manifest into, you know, action, then action will manifest into character, then character will become into a culture, you know. So the thought, very thought, is very important. Similarly, so that's why this creation, if we can understand who really we are, so most of the time the identification crisis happens. We identify with our body, we identify with many other designation which is given to us at a certain point in time, and because of that it's very difficult to convince or understand that we are not this body, or we are not this just material nature. And to know that, then if you understand this, this is the purpose of Sankhya. This is the whole purpose of Sankhya philosophy. Because the Sankhya philosophy will give you the difference between the matter and spirit, and it is elaborately explained. And by hearing this knowledge, one can easily separate the mind from material contamination and fix it on spiritual platform in Krishna consciousness. So basically, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur saying that the false identity disappears when distinguish the Atma from the body. This is rooted in Sankhya. Therefore, the Lord teaches Sankhya. So by Sankhya, one can give up the illusion of identity with the body. So this strong identification is there for us to identify with the body, and this identification can be removed by Sankhya philosophy. So what is this, here the elements, you know, is given. So initially, if you see the creation, you know, here you say everything is Brahman. So Brahman, the effulgence which is coming out of Krishna, it's pervaded throughout the creation. And there is 3/4 of this creation is spiritual, and one-fourth is the material creation. So within the Brahmajyoti, there is a dark cloud at one corner of the creation, and where there is no light, or you know, the Brahman is not entering as such. And the creation, we have to understand the purpose of creation is because, we have this unfulfilled desire and we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. And to facilitate that purpose, then, it's created this material world. So when the Lord creating, we see in the previously, the first thing is his pradhan. And this is unmanifested, it is an unmanifest state. For example, the universe, the pradhan is there. And as the Lord glances, when the Mahavishnu is lying in a, Karna ocean, and he glances that, pradhan. And when he glances, then it gets agitated. Then material nature, that is, it becomes the Mahatattva. The three modes actually manifest. So the three modes make, plays an important role in the creation. In the creation, maintenance, and in destruction. Even though the Supreme Lord is not affected by the modes, he stays outside, but he uses that in creation and maintenance and destruction. And then the manifestation moves from there to false ego. So this is very important. So because the false ego plays an important role in our misidentification. Because if you see, the soul is very transcendental by nature. The soul has nothing to do with this material world. And this material nature is totally transforming. It undergoing a lot of changes. It is, it is temporary, and is, it has to be destructed. But false ego is one thing which actually binds the conscious soul and the unconscious body. For example, sometimes we have a two rope, and we want to tie this two rope. To tie this two rope, we need another rope. And this rope is, helping us to tie this, to make us bind. Because as long as, for example, if we want to enjoy anything, then we should forget the proprietor of that thing. Then only we can enjoy. Otherwise, it's difficult. For example, it may not apply to devotees, but if before coming to Krishna consciousness, you might have gone through this situation that you see something and you think that is for me. Or you have seen, very palatable thing, or, maybe like you've seen a phone. Materialist people means, usually think that is, Krishna is so kind, he has given to me. They don't understand that thing is belong to someone else. As long as this idea is removed, then your enjoying facility is given. If you have always, like if you see something and you know the owner of that thing, then how do you enjoy? You cannot enjoy. So similarly, if you're coming into material world, this false ego gives that, propensity to lord over material nature. This false ego gives that identification that I am the enjoyer and I want to enjoy and I want to control this material nature. If you know this material nature, this everything belongs to Krishna, then there is no question of enjoyment. That's why, we get reminded that, Krishna is the ultimate controller and ultimate doer. And it's been repeated again and again. So if you understand from where this material nature is coming from and where we are also part and parcel of Krishna. So we can use this material nature in the service of Krishna. By that way, we don't get into this complicated enjoying mentality. And this false ego is the, it's the actual hero in this creation. Because this false ego is mixes with the three different modes and creation starts. So for example, it is mentioned, the false ego, mixes with goodness and mind is created. mind and other 11 demigods. Because goodness means, if you never goodness means, there is a knowledge part is there. Knowledge aspect is added to goodness. So mind and 11 demigods comes out. And then whenever the false ego mixes with passion, then you get senses. The nature of the senses is to gratify. You know, passion activity. If you see actions of passion, is like passionate activities. You want to enjoy the senses, satisfy the senses. The senses are created. And the false ego mixes with ignorance, all the tan mantras, you know, they mention that tan mitras are created. That means like the gross physical element. So the first thing which is comes out of this whole creation when false ego, you know, mixed with ignorance is that more subtle, you know, aspect. What is the most subtle aspect in the whole creation? Yeah, so ether. So ether is the first thing, ether and the sound and the sense of hearing, whatever associated with that it created. And then it moves on from there to, you know, subtle to gross. So from there to air, you know, you have the say, touch, sense of touch. Then, you know, it comes to fire, you can see the form. And then it comes to water, it has the form, it has, you know, smell, it has, you know, everything is added. So when one stage to move to another stage, then the qualities and the characteristics of the previous stage is added to that. And then finally it comes to earth, which has the sense of, you know, smell, you know, touch, feel, you know, form, gross, you know, you see. And then from there, you know, everything get created. Not only that, it also get the associated sense of perception that is also created. Like for example, we see in the previous verses that if you have five senses, then whatever, you know, attached to sense of perception is also there. Like, you know, for see means, you know, you see the form, touch, smell, feel. So this is also associated with that. And coming to our, you know, that philosophy of how false ego affect us, this I and my, this is a strong identification that we have. And if we are in goodness, then person think, I am peaceful. And if the person in passion, he thinks, I am lusty. And if the person in ignorance, he thinks, I am angry. Or he thinks, I am peaceful, I am lusty, I am angry. Or otherwise, he thinks, my peace, my lust, and my anger. See, these three are there. You know, I and mine is a very strong identification that we go through, and with different modes you can see that. But the real identification, so for example, this false ego, which is identification, which cannot be given by the living entity, is like giving up the consciousness, which coming out of the soul. So you have to change from false ego to true ego. That is our process. The process is not to give up or, you know, falsely renounce, which is very difficult for the living entity. So we have to understand that we have a true ego. That is, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. We still use that I. And the other part is mine is, my only possession is loving devotional service to Krishna. So we have to understand that. So from I, my, whatever we associate with these modes, from that level, we have to move to that I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So if you see, the material nature is, we are coming for, you know, purpose is, I want to lord it over the material nature. I am the enjoyer, I am the doer, I am the purusha. From there, the original thing is, I am the eternal servant. So we say, you know, Gopi Pada Kamalayor Pada Das Das Anudas, you know, we are the servant of the servant of the servant, you know, not one servant, servant of servant. We get reminded of that. So this is the shift in the consciousness, that we change from this consciousness and to that consciousness of higher, which is like original nature. That's the original nature of a living entity, that to serve Krishna. And in fact, we are worshipping or serving someone. We cannot deny that fact, that we are in the material world, that we are worshipping someone or we are serving someone. The point is whom to worship. That is an intelligent question. Or who to serve. Is then in the 11th chapter also, you know, there is after Uddhava Gita, there are other two Gita also, very powerful chapters. That is, you know, Bhikshu Gita, the prayers of Avanti Brahmana, and then, you know, Aila Gita, the, you know, the prayer, you know, the song by Pururava, you know, very wonderful. In that section also, it said they served many people. Even the, you know, the Gita, which is, you know, Aila Gita, that means, you know, the Pururava, he was attached to Urvasi. And he was running madly after her. And then when she left, he get this renunciation. So he get this, you know, knowledge that how I've been, you know, wasted my life serving someone. Even, you know, in Bilvamangal Thakur, we can see the pastime. He was, you know, I know in the prostitute said that if only you could have this much of devotion to Krishna, you could have gone so high. If we could have only that much devotion of what we have attracted to the sense gratification, we could have gone, you know, so heaps and bounds in devotional service. So coming back, that, yeah, so false ego mixing with different modes, then you see different level of creation. And then finally the, you know, universal egg manifest actually. So, and then, you know, we know from the second chapter, sorry, second canto, the creation, which is like the birth of Brahma, the first time he is taking birth, how he got in, you know, how the Mahavishnu entered, and then he, you know, lies in the Karna ocean, sorry, Garbhadaksha ocean, and then he is a Garbhadaksha Vishnu from his navel, all, you know, Brahma comes, and then he starts this creation. But the, if you see the cause and the effect, you know, if any, there is a cause and there is an effect. The example I'll give you, like, for example, if you take, is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, that there is a clay pot. Clay pot, you know, is the effect from, the cause is clay. The clay pot, you know, it has the quality of clay. It has the characteristics of the clay. But the original, you know, if you see the cause, it is a clay. And similarly, if you're going back again, you know, backward, the clay is the effect and the cause is earth. And the earth is having the quality of clay as well. If you see all the primary, you know, like the primary ingredients, which is coming from the Krishna, like, that's why in Krishna, you know, in Bhagavad Gita it says that, you know, Bhumi, Rapo, Vayu, Nala, Vayu, Kameva, Buddhi, Mano, you know, all these eight elements, which is material, it is coming from him. Not only the inferior energy, but there is a superior energy also. That is also, you know, Krishna says, Jiva, you know, like, Mamayvamsa, Jiva, Loke, Jiva, Bhuta, Sanatana, that everything, all the living entities are emanating from me. All the everything, whatever you see, Arjuna, everything is emanating from me. So, if you have to understand that, if the Prakriti, if you understand that, you know, material nature is the, you know, the cause of material nature. Prakriti is the cause of material nature. And the time which is, you know, mentioned here is actually, is, you know, like indirect cause. It is not the actual cause, it's the indirect cause of Lord activity. In making different form. But the foundational cause is the Supreme Lord. That's why, you know, most of the time, if we, for example, people say, you know, this world is real, this world is not real, this world, you know, like, it's not real, it's false. I was thinking that if whatever a person is producing or whatever a person is creating, if we don't have faith in that kind of, you know, whatever person is telling or creating, then obviously it implies that we don't have faith on the person itself. So if someone, you know, we're dealing with devotees or something, if devotee is saying something, if you don't have faith on the words of a devotee, you know, it obviously implies that you don't have faith on the devotee. There is no more argument there. Like, for example, Mayavadi says that this world is false. I doubt the creation of Krishna. I doubt the creation of God. Whatever, you know, is false, because it's all going to, you know, finish. There's nothing real. If someone is arguing like that, then, you know, then if you tell about Krishna, then it's very difficult for that person to accept Krishna. Because whatever coming out of Krishna, that person is not accepting. So if you... that's why the scientists stress more faith on the energy, not the energetic person. The material energy, from Krishna, there are unlimited energies coming out. You know, like you can't even count. There are so many energies. Primarily, it is divided into three. That is external energy, internal energy, and marginal energy. If the scientist stresses the more important than faith on energy, but not the person which all the energies are coming out. But the devotees, they have faith on Krishna. They have full, complete faith and the person which all these energies are coming. That's why, you know, even, you know, most of the time the conversation say, you know, like most of the philosophers, scholars come and meet Prabhupada. They don't have clear understanding what is the goal of life or what is, you know, conclusion of all Vedas or what one has to do in his life. The Prabhupada, you know, even small child in ISKCON know who is God, you know, what is the purpose of life. You know, Prabhupada used to call little Saraswati and ask, you know, who is Krishna? And then Saraswati says, you know, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Prabhupada give cookie, you know, before the scholars, you know. These people, Prabhupada ask, you know, tell me, okay, all you read, you know, studied Vedas and everything, what is the conclusion? The person saying, you know, oh, that and all very difficult to tell, actually, it takes time, you know, it's very confusing and everything, you know. Then, you know, Prabhupada, you call your assistant, you know. Say, if a person claims to know everything and if he don't know anything, what do you call him? And like, you know, Prabhupada, he asked. Then that person, you know, there was assistant, he said, cheater, Prabhupada. He said, cheater. You know, the great, great scholars and, you know, like philosophers, they don't know what, you know. Because Krishna is saying the conclusion of Vedas and, you know, the study of Vedic, this knowledge and everything, one should come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If he studied everything and then missed the point, then, you know, no point. Or if just by knowing Krishna, that he gets to know everything. So, the spiritual and... Where are we? I probably lost now. Talking something. So coming back, that, you know, Supreme Lord as a foundational cause, we should remember. That's where, you know, this importance of, you know, this chapter comes into play. That before this chapter, there's a glories of devotional service. And this chapter about material nature. So if we can understand that, you know, there is a connection that Krishna is the ultimate doer. Then, because then, you know, sometimes it is counteracted as well, because in Bhagavad Gita, if you see, you know, Prakriti also, you know, says doer. Prakriti kriyamanani guna karmani sarvasa ahankara vimudatma kartagam iti manyate. That means the spirit soul bewildered by false ego thinks that he is a doer. Actually, it is carried out by material nature. In 13th chapter also is there, you know, like the material nature is the cause of one's own body and senses. And all the happiness and distress is by the, you know, identify the soul is the cause of all enjoying happiness and distress. Basically, it is identifying, misidentifying. The body is given according to one's own karma. It's not to facilitate our enjoyment. Please understand this, you know, this point is very... The body is given for suffering. According to our karma, the body is given to undergo the suffering, not for enjoyment. Different body has different level of suffering. And according to our karma, this material nature is awarding. Under the supervision of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So different body and senses we get according to unfulfilled desire which is there. And according to our level of karma, the body is given to us. Okay, take, suffer. We think we are, you know, trying to enjoy. But then, the material nature, the doer, you know, if you see, then, you know, in 13th chapter again, there is two type of enjoyer is mentioned. That is one, we also, you know, are addressed as enjoyer, and then the Supreme Personality of Godhead also is addressed as enjoyer. Because the super soul, which is there, you know, gives the importance of super soul, because the super soul, if one understand, okay, you know, we are there as, you know, as embodied in the body, as material nature, and there is super soul also which is there. For example, if I desire to move my hand or something, the material nature facilitate the body to do, but on after the sanction of the super soul. Even if suppose even a paralytic attack or something like that, I still desire, but I cannot move. The understanding, if you have a clear understanding of material nature and the super soul and the individual soul, and their interrelation makes one eligible to become liberated. This is there in Bhagavad Gita. This is a, you know, benefit, like kind of a Phalashruti for 13th chapter. That one understanding the, you know, all three. Because that is knowledge. In 13th chapter, third, you know, verse is says, what is knowledge? Knowledge means to understand the body, the soul, and the super soul. If you understand these three, then that is knowledge. That is a real knowledge. And if you understand, then you are eligible for liberation. And how do we perceive? Though, then again, in that chapter of 13th chapter, the detail of, you know, Sankhya philosophy is given. So, you know, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that you can perceive the super soul either through meditation or with the cultivation of knowledge. Or through working through fruitive. So that means, you know, meditation can be yogi, you know. And cultivation of knowledge, that part is actually Sankhya philosophy. That means some people who cannot meditate, for them the primary is philosophy and the secondary is meditation. With this they can understand the super soul. And the last is working through fruity, means like, you know, karma yogi. Like, you know, working and then he is offering the result to Krishna. By that he is slowly, gradually, you know, coming to that point. And it is also interesting that if we see that, you know, creation, or, you know, this whole section, or, you know, you will see this section coming again in fifth canto, and this Sankhya philosophy is also explained in 11th canto. There is one chapter called Sankhya philosophy. Krishna gives the detail. No, it's a summary actually. The 11th and 12th canto, we understand the summary study of whole Bhagavatam. So in that you will see all the philosophy. And here if you see the qualities, which is, there is Nirgun and Sagun. So Nirgun means that without qualities. Even, you know, sometimes they say God is Nirgun. Yes, God is Nirgun means they are talking about material qualities. God does not have any material quality. And we are also same as, you know, qualitatively one with God. But right now we are in a dream state. So for example, the birth or death, you know, there is a different definition given to birth and death in the 11th canto also. That, you know, death means that you forgetful of whole, you know, material thing, material identity. So death means basically you are losing your gross body. So we have this soul, gross and subtle. These three bodies we have. Spiritual body covered with the subtle body, and then we are covered with the gross body. So death means only you are losing, you know, your gross body. But the subtle body is still there. And birth means you are identifying with a new body. Birth is nothing but you are adjusting thing, you are identifying, okay, where. And this forgetfulness is there. This forgetfulness means, like, sometimes, you know, we have this dream. And some, quite often we might have dream. But we forgot the dream, what we had dreamt. But sometime you remember, you know, there's a question, sometime you remember, you know, strong incident in the dream is like the Jatismara. You know, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur said this is like, sometime you may remember, like some people can remember their past life, some people can remember their, we have this past life regression and things like that, so many theories are there, and then you can remember sometime. But generally speaking, you forget. You start in the dream means you start identifying with the dream and you start, having a flying or, floating or different activities or something you do. And interesting that, because even though it's a given example of a river is continuously flowing. So every time you see a part of a river, it's a fresh new water, but we think that's the water or, like a candle we have offering every time. So we are offering every time the candle. Actually, every time the candle is emanating, so much light, different new light is. But it actually looks like the same light. We don't see the change of the material. Similarly, the body, a soul is there in the body. If someone asks, what is your age? I'm 7 years old. Someone say I'm 13 years old. But actually, the soul is, time immemorial. The body is actually changing. We are just identifying with this body for some time. 7 years I've been identifying with this body. 13. I am 13. I am 13 means I is who. We have a strong identity with this because it's like, the continuous changes, one cannot see the transformation. And this this vision, I'll just conclude with this part, that the vision which is mentioned here for creation, when the Mahavishnu is glancing, actually the time factor is entering into the Pradhan, and then Mahatattva, and then three modes, and then interaction, and slowly from subtle to gross is there. Actually, this vision is very important because the whole thing happening, the creation, maintenance and destruction happening, as long as Mahavishnu is glancing. The moment Mahavishnu removes the glance, that means, it's destruction happened. So this vision is very important. So similarly, we are, this Damodarman, we are praying this. We have this verse, Kripa Drishti Vishchadi Dina Badanu. Oh Lord, I am suffering in this ocean of material ocean, ocean, suffering in material ocean. And I need your nectarian vision on me. And I need your glance on me. Because when we are placed in the, in a place where Krishna can glance upon us, then the creation of bhakti happens in our heart. And he will maintain. And the moment we are putting ourselves away from the vision of Krishna devotees, then the destruction of bhakti happens. So this is very important. So we are praying for that glance. Actually, if you see 10th canto, the glance of Krishna is so powerful. Either it may be a demon or a devotee, doesn't matter. The glance only, it creates so much of, actually, just by glance, the whole communication happens. Here we see the material creation is happening. In devotees, in spiritual world, the glance only, tells everything. So, like for example, if you can, at least relate to this material world, like some person in loving relationship with another person, just a glance can, communicate everything. Right? So we see that that is the vision we are, hoping and praying. And especially this month is very special and auspicious. We want that glance of Krishna and his, devotee in the pure devotee, that is Srimati Radharani. And one more last thing that, by understanding this creation and by understanding this, level of creation, the Brahma is creating three, so many planets and so many universes, and we realize that we are in an insignificant and unqualified position and situation. And guess what? This is something which we can be very much grateful, that the most unqualified person, I mean, in, especially in Kali Yuga, gets the topmost, realization, self-realization, that is, by chanting, and that is given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his team. By understanding this whole creation and everything, we know where we are, and even though unqualified and, insignificant, we got the topmost mercy. It's like a jackpot in one time, We can't even comprehend that what we are getting, going through, or what we are receiving actually. Whatever the great qualified sages, they cannot even get. The demigods are lined up to take birth as a devotee in Kali Yuga, So this is very much, we can appreciate Srila Prabhupada and, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all us, acharyas, that they are giving this topmost secret and topmost confidential knowledge to us, to the most fallen and unqualified and insignificant people in Kali Yuga. And we must help in that process. We have a role. We take this and we give it to others also. Yeah, so with that I'll just conclude. If anyone have a correction, comment or question, yes sir. We have to understand that the modes, the lust comes from mode of passion, and when it is not fulfilled, then the same lust changes into anger, that is mode of ignorance. So that's what Krishna is saying in third chapter Bhagavad Gita. So you cannot be, the natural propensity is to go down. The natural propensity of modes is to degrade you. And that's why in Bhagavad Gita, in other scripture, is prescribed that one has to come to the mode of goodness. That means one has to make an effort to go up from passion. Usually 99% in material world means passion. That is the place. So Krishna says, if a person if die in goodness means go to heavenly planet. Passion means come to this material world as human being, and ignorance means as animal kingdom or lower species. So if you are a human and we are in this material world, it's a passionate, right? And usually that's the tendency we get, that going down, anger. If we can have spiritual intelligence, though Krishna is, it gives that, in that section that this is a, if we have the spiritual intelligence, and if we can cultivate the knowledge aspect, then we can elevate ourselves from anger, not to have lust, and to convert to love. So originally love is there, and then it changed into lust, and then it changed into anger. And we for example, if you are anger, and if you're trying to suppress, it won't work. That will, burn ourselves. And if you try to express, it will burn the other person. So we just have to manage by understanding, this is just a token of karma, whatever I am undergoing. Whatever the qualities, because you derive, Bhagavad Gita says, you derive particular quality from associating with particular modes. So in Bhagavad Gita it's given, mode of goodness means what are the qualities, mode of passion means what are the qualities, mode of ignorance means what are the qualities. And we derive by constant association with these modes, we derive that quality for us. And we express that. So if we can able to switch our association to different mode, then, and they also said our anger can be used in the service of Krishna, but that is a high level, for at least for me, It's very difficult because, they give example of Hanuman and Arjuna. They are very elevated devotees. So, Hanuman, yeah. Yes.
You can completely overcome
Yes, by Krishna consciousness, yes, you can. Sometimes, you know, we have this anger because we look down on the activities of materialistic people and get frustrated. Oh, what a karmi is looking like that, right? That will slowly change into compassion. And you will start crying for that people. Oh, what they are doing. That's what Prabhupada did. Otherwise, what is the why he has to go at the age of 70 to US and that, you know, if you see, you know, it's like, he's in the topmost realm and topmost consciousness, and because he had that compassion, he didn't get angry. So we, you know, think and what life you are living, you know, you're not getting angry. And slowly by Krishna consciousness, that anger will change into the topmost compassion, and you want to really save that person. And yeah. Yeah, that is a good thing. That in spiritual world there is a different covering, yoga maya, for a pastime purpose. They are, you know, they are having that rasa. One should understand that's happening because they want to please Krishna. But here, whatever quality we are mentioning happening, because we want to please our senses. So there is a huge difference there. So the central theme of Bhagavad Gita, if you see in the introduction, is given that one has to satisfy the senses of Krishna. And in term, you know, they have, you know, in 10th canto also you see sometimes the Dwaraka queens getting upset with, you know, Vrindavan gopis. And, you know, in among the queens also they have some, you know, agreement. Then some say, you know, don't, you know, I don't want to become gopi. Then others say, I want to become gopis. They are so exalted. Then Satyabhama and Rukmini you see dealing. One want, you know, I want something, you know, you gave it to her only. Like, so many things are there. There's a loving pastimes happening. So that is a pure state. Pure means like, There are qualities which are used to satisfy Krishna. And we can also do, but we have to clear this contamination of consciousness from this, you know, lower base qualities. And that's what you have mentioned here, right? They have Sagun Brahman and Nirgun Brahman. So in that, where Nirgun Brahman is found, simple unalloyed goodness prevails. That means Suddha Sattva, transcendental. And we may develop that by increasing in our bhakti. Solely the quality is manifested. Yes, Maharaj.
Envy is not the product of the Gunas or not with association. Envy is the quality of the soul. It can be envious of the Lord. It's the way of thinking. I decided not to serve the Lord. I don't want to please Him. I want to please myself. And you want to satisfy your desires. That's the way of thinking in the soul. And as a result of that, because that's not possible, it's not possible that, for example, this one can't get nourishment
because it's constant time immemorial association with material nature. We have developed this thing, and basically that is that the base quality is we want to enjoy, right? That enjoying propensity is manifested in these different ways. Lust, I want to satisfy. Greed, I want to collect more so that I'll be happy. I want to exploit others. I want to be, you know, pride, illusion, madness, greed, everything, you know, is all like highway robbers, you know. That's what Bhaktivinoda, you know, prays. So, because of this time, you know, immemorial association with this matter, our consciousness is completely contaminated with these material qualities only. And by some or other, by good fortune, we have come in contact with devotees and, you know, Krishna consciousness and spirituality, and we are in the clearing process now. We are working on that. We are working. And once you start to experience some of the good qualities, so that's why Srimad Bhagavatam says that for a devotee, all the good qualities of demigod manifest, but you don't see in anyone apart from devotees. Externally, people may be like, you know, like good, polite and everything, but that's all underlying some motivation is there. Only devotees, you will see all the good qualities of demigod manifesting. And once you have, you know, have that good quality, you find more disturbing than previously coming to Krishna consciousness. Is it right? Have you experienced that? Once you are in the process that you know this is wrong. So that means you are in a safe position. Earlier you thought this is natural. To have lust, to greed, to pride, to have, you know, put others down, this is natural, you thought. But then after coming to Krishna consciousness, you have tasted the real quality and you know what is really, you know, uplifting and everything. And when this strikes, when the highway robber strike, you know this is my problem, I have to work on this. So that way, you know, you are in a better position than, you know, usually there's like, when coming to Krishna consciousness, you feel, you know, more attracted to other things, you know, or more, you know, you are very conscious of things. I'm having envy, right? I'm envying him, Hare Krishna, like that. It's not good for me. I'm having lust. I want to enjoy. Krishna, Krishna, I will think it. So I'll offer to Krishna and I'll enjoy. Is that? So because that last year, for example, if you see and if you think that is good, the immediate thing is you thought, okay, I want to offer this to Krishna because this belongs to Krishna, and that you know, thing or person doesn't know the relationship with Krishna. Earlier, you know, we see means we think that is for me. And I have to use it. Doesn't matter what is the consequence. I will get it. So this is a, you know, slowly, you know, clearing process, and definitely it will work. And it does work, you know. Okay. We may, you know, I was thinking that we may not experience that kind of happiness, bliss, or that kind of, you know, purity, but we know people who have got that. For example, Srila Prabhupada. For example, Srila Prabhupada, all the acharyas, the six Goswamis, the life, you know, is all given. For example, Srila Prabhupada we can able to appreciate because there are proof where people who have lived with him, there are books and everything. You know, every month some books are coming about Srila Prabhupada, you know, the disciples are writing and everything. And if you read, then at least you have, you know, that kind of solace that you know someone who got this and you are associated with that person. You know, in a material standard, if someone is a great, you start saying to people that I know this person because he's my, you know, nephew, niece, like that. And if you connected to disciplic parampara, disciplic succession, you can, you also proud. You're, you know, you're backed up with all the acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, you know. But otherwise, what is the other option, a choice in material world anyway? There is no hope, you know. There is nothing. You know, okay, what is the solution for this? Last day, if you go to, you know, seminar and everything. There's a, you know, There is no medicine as such for this panacea, you know, this ignorance, there is no medicine. But if you know that, you know there is a person who already experiencing that, and you know, if you know that kind of, you know, then you have that kind of hope that I am connected to Srila Prabhupada through his devotee, his disciple. I am a grand disciple of Srila Prabhupada, like that, you know. This is our real position. And we can, with this we can, you know, preach, we can tell anyone, this is the solution. This is the solution. Don't go anywhere. All the ism, no, will not work. Try any ism, it will not work. This is the solution. That's all. Does that answer your question? Okay, last. Sorry? Yeah. Because that is the forgetful. The question is, the soul is older than the body. That means, meaning that the soul has, you know, taken different bodies, but he cannot remember the previous bodies and everything like that. So that is the beauty of Krishna. His compassion has given that forgetfulness. If suppose, for example, you got, you know, I shouldn't tell this example to you. Okay, let me take this example. So your exam result is coming and you saw the exam result and then everyone is passed, you failed. Example, okay? That time your friend is calling. Hey Dinesh, where are you? You know, I passed everything. Let's go to movie. You will say, you know, no, not now. I'm not, you know, feeling good. If you remember your misery, then you cannot enjoy. In order to enjoy, you have to forget your misery. And in order to forget your misery, if you know how you've been killed last life, you will enjoy this life. You know, if you know sometime, you know, if you know that you've been drowned in the water and died previous life, you will enter water. You will not enter water. Or if you know someone has stabbed you with a knife or something, for example, you will see knife, you will be like, you know, panic. You will run here and there, you know, you will not handle knife. That's a phobia, right? People have some side of phobia because that is the strongest impression in the previous birth. They have life mark, you know, death, you know, birth mark and all. So if you remember that, you know, this is, I'm saying one life. If you remember, for example, 10 life, how you died, how you experienced in a car accident, how you travel, you know, flight accident or something, you would have not come to Australia. If you remember all this misery, then you cannot enjoy. Then if you cannot enjoy, then the purpose of this creation is defeated. So that's why Krishna is giving that forgetfulness so mercifully. And he is waiting just like a bird in a tree. And he is waiting, you know, very politely to us to turn towards him. And when you're turning, then he gives the remembrance and memory. Right? Okay. We'll finish here. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.